was B-side to American Woman, which would be American Man. Taking it off there. Strania, Strania. Let's see if I can look it up in the same time there. Strange encounters with Google there. There's a... Never mind. They're building house there back behind our yard. I find this kind of noise extremely reassuring. It's because I don't work. Let me see if I can dig this out of my Face the music, motherfucker. American Man. Myself. Here I sit full of bullshit and many ounces of beer. This voice inside keeps speaking to me like the sheriff of Bradbury County. Cease or desist, no matter. My cheek knows the canvas. The spine has a shelf life, so as it goes, I will write, infidel, strip the veil. How long will you go tilting at windmills? You spouth truthisms and play checkers in the rain. You speak of mirrors and never clean the dirt off your face. You go running with words toward an open-ended fantasy. And reach for another aphorism, as if it were a hammer, the one you lost when you didn't put it away. We go about constructing the future this way, lazy, loud, good for nothing, anything, as you have it, as it suits you, sir. As if this all is some kind of a mystery to you. The edges of moments, the smoke, the pint, whenever you aren't busy dithering, the work will begin. I sit here with nary a sprig of worth. I'm not a powerful man. My grit is chicken scratch. My pain is small enough to know the luxury of salt, doubt, and abstraction. I watch episodes on the screen, and bullets and deeds, honor, blood simple. No, I was popping a pimple and twittering, and I wonder why life grinds on without me. Death is a house. Death is a house you never expect to enter, and when you get there, you wish you brought some extra smokes and beer. The American man is full of wisdom and hours spent wasting it. Painless, an afterthought, within, without. You line your pockets in triplicate, pink slips and mortgaged ears hanging by a staple. Heaven ain't no flea bag. We waited for you in the house of small measures. There are simple things, and there are rules we must abide. So sing us a song, young man, of your charm and grace, and once or twice when you went out of your way. White American waster with a dirty guitar, where is your anthem? I heard a lot about you, your inventiveness and knack for the arts. I came here expecting Daniel Devine, but all I see is this creature huddled over a phone acting for all the world like he has something to say. Sing it, brother. Solutions bring a fine bounty these days. Burning was something left behind when I had nothing. Now I go looking for deep distraction and actualize not even something so clean as nothing. I occupy my mind with a tiny lantern given to me ages ago and share nothing. I accomplish minor acts of consumer fidelity and scream revolution. Sometimes I read newspaper headlines and dreams or weird books. Our theory of I, a product of inner awareness, spools of logic, riverbeds of memory, desire and silly string. The people and places that we visit are somehow real. As if I had a dream, this girl hanging around, spinning and playing and fucking percussion, a museum a little away from the library. Finest of shoes. I remember meeting with a squalid, shallow pool of lights that smokes as brilliant. I take a few drags and tell it to her. Crowd and stupid, wields a bloody axe. She's slowly and devastating, and hearts and lungs pumping vigorously. Walmart and expectations and the sidewalk in old Milwaukee. She asks about myself, and preoccupied with nipples. And go about it decently, and whatever, fuck you. Knocking ashamedly into my body, I thought it was fury, the apartment complex, just some kind of murmured nervously. A couple of times scratch and materialize with some effort and consideration, not a smile on my face. Was any better? It means so little. The $200 word processor, my ink cartridges keep running out. The end of it all is just texture for me to rub my lazy face against, and I want to hit fast forward. I'm much of a fictionalist, and tantalus, and ever so laboriously. End of sentences, the finest of mirrors, I've made up the volume withdrawal, my oppression objectively, and the status quo, and the blackest of every day. One thing, a snowman, circumstances, my situation. No one believes for the compromises there beyond.